It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
So as we jump right in, Mfundisi, just do tell us, just give us a brief summary of what the parable of the rich fool is about.
Yes. Once again, welcome and greetings to all our listeners, wherever they are. And as you have mentioned already, we are looking at the parable of the rich fool found located in the book of Luke. This parable speaks a great moral lessons, or lessons we can say so. We realize that in this particular parable, we meet a particular gentleman here. He's said to be rich. And then the Bible says he's rich and yet full at the same time. Basically, this is the paradox of the whole thing. What is it that makes him full? I think the main thing, the main concern here is, what is it that makes him a fool? That's what we probably would want to consider quickly before we go too far. But we are saying, as we look at this, we see that Jesus goes ahead to indicate that there is a danger in this gentleman. This is what makes him fool is his richness, his ability to acquire things, his ability to possess, to have a lot of things, and his inability to use his possessions or the possessions appropriately. That's what makes him finally a fool.
Okay. All right. I've got a lot of questions just vying from that one answer you've given there, Mfundisi. But let's try and rush through, because we need you to give us some perspective on other things as well. So when we are talking about the parable of the young fool, how does this story warn us against greed and its consequences?
Yes, it's very clear. It's very clear from the passage of the scripture that this rich fool, his life was suddenly demanded. His life was suddenly taken away from him. You remember, if you go back to the passage there quickly, the gentleman had looked at his harvest and he saw that he had made so much. And he rejoiced. He looked at this and said, look, I have so much and I don't know what to do with it. I will increase my place of keeping my storage and continue to pile more here, and so that I can eat and rejoice and make my soul happy. This kind of an attitude towards material, which does not consider others, is what really worried the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he gives a warning that if you have such an attitude towards material possession, then you are not worth having such.
Wow. So does it mean we are not supposed to have banking systems and investments?
Yes, it doesn't mean so. Definitely not. Because by having, I think we alluded to this yesterday, in yesterday's presentation, we alluded to this fact that, look, It's okay for us to have, but it's not okay. As I looked at this, I actually came to a conclusion that, you see, this gentleman here, he represents a cadre of people who, in their relationship with material possession, they kind like tend to be possessed by this material. They do not possess the material themselves, but they are possessed. So really, there's nothing wrong with us having these things, possessing these things and using them accordingly, and to benefit our fellow human beings, to benefit the kingdom of God. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's a problem when these possessions, when these materials become some kind of an idol to us. This is where the problem is.
Oh, so how does God's intervention highlight the unpredictability and impairments of earthly life, so to speak.
Yes. You see, as far as God is concerned, if your life, if my life does not go along with what God, with God's desire, with God's intentions, then such a life is worthless. So in this particular case, God is saying to us, through this gentleman here, through this rich fool guy, says to him, he's saying to us through this parable that we must be careful so that we place value, the value of life where it's really due, so that we do not place the value of life on material possession. Yes, the material possessions are important. It's okay for us to have this and that, but we need to know that there is something greater than this, beyond this, which is the life or the spiritual life or the life in the giver, the life in God himself. That's where the value is, instead of this, looking at this little possessions, little material that God gives us.
I was just about to ask, where does the true wealth lie as per the lessons from the history of redemption? And most importantly, this particular story. Now, you're saying the value lies in him, but now what lessons then, therefore, can we learn from this story?
Yes, the lesson that we learn, or lessons that we can learn from this, is that one is that, God is in control of our lives. This point must be very clear to every person, every human being on earth. We must appreciate that God is in control of our lives. And so he takes care of us. Even in the parable here, there's a repetition of that. He takes care of us more than we human beings. He takes care of us more than anything else or any other thing on planet. He takes care of us. That's why when you read there are a lot of comparisons and contrasts. He says, okay, look at the birds, they are this and that, and yet I take care of them. Look at the hairs on your head, there are so many of them, but I can count them. But you are more than all this. So we learn here that the material possessions, we should not live the lives of, a life of fear, fearing that if I don't have these materials, my life will not be a proper life. No, our lives are properly set in the hands of God, the giver of life. This we need to learn and adhere to.
Mm. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Your final conclusion.
If you permit me, I would just quickly make an emphasis on one other statement here.
Okay.
Yes. Now, again, we learn in this particular passage that, you see, Christ says to this gentleman, where the story emanates, you know, it emanates from a situation where Christ is within the crowd and a young man comes up and says, I have a problem, I have a conflict with my brother over the inheritance issue. And Christ, by coming to this fool, the rich fool, he's actually coming from the point where there was an issue about the two brothers over their inheritance. And so Christ says, be watchful, be aware of covetousness. So in this particular parable, again, what we see here that is not necessarily Christ rebuking wealth or having acquired something for your proper decent living, but Christ is calling, rather is rebuking, is admonishing against the spirit of covetousness. I see in this particular parable that the spirit of covetousness, it's a deadly disease. We can even call it a pandemic of some kind. Mm. Yes.
you have inspired me. I've got other questions on my mind now, Mpunis, but I'll leave it right there. Please close for us, Mpunis. Let's close with a word of prayer, please.
Okay. Now, just as we close with prayer, please allow me to say here that the Bible reminds us that, you know, it is only the fool who says there is no God.
Okay.
So in other words, we are reminding ourselves as we close our short discussion or discourse this afternoon that, look, it's only when you have these material possessions and you deny that there is no one who gave them to you. You know, when you say there is no God, you are saying you just acquired these things by some mysterious way. But no, we have a designer God who who apportions to each of us according to our abilities and according to his wisdom. And so let's all acknowledge that and appreciate that God wants to make use of these things appropriately for the glory of his name and for our benefit as well. Shall we pray? Mm. We are grateful, O Lord, our God and our Father, for the opportunity once again to reflect in your word. Father, we thank you that as you bring these lessons to us through parables and other means, you desire us to learn and to appreciate the beauty of your beauty in our lives. And so we are praying this afternoon, Heavenly Father, that you help us to graciously submit to your Holy Spirit so that we may not allow ourselves to become proud of as a result of this life of acquisition of material and other things. Bless us, Lord, and guide us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to tomorrow. Still talking about the idea and the various angles from which we could approach the concept and learn from the concept of greed. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate your time.
God bless.
AWR.